Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Joining us at the table, we have Kelly Richardson Lawson, founder, House of Joy, co-founder of the Sunrise Project. Enjoy our conversation. Take a seat, get comfortable, because it's time to stay a while. I'm your host, Tommy Vincent. Hey, I'm so grateful to have you at the table, Kelly.
I'm grateful to be here. I'm honored to be here.
How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. I'm good. I'm good. I'm really good.
So you know that you and I, we had an opportunity to chat before we started recording. And in this conversation, I really want to know about you. I know that you have accomplished many things. You have been responsible for and a catalyst for things like the Crown Act and all of that. All of that stuff benefits a lot of people. But all of that stuff was fueled by you and who you want. So can you share with us, who is Kelly?
Sure. First, I'm happy to be here. I'm a little girl from Cleveland, Ohio, named Kelly Joy.
And a Browns fan.
And I'm a huge Browns fan, which I honor my dad. Rest in peace. We watch the Browns games every Sunday. So I am true to my core. But I am, we grew up in a middle-class family. And my dad named me Joy, Kelly Joy. So I know who I am in my core. And who I aspire to be is to give joy to the world. And I'm a Christmas Eve baby. And so I believe that's what my purpose in life is to create authentic joy and to help other people overcome pain. And I've been through a lot myself, and so have you. And so being able to help people get to the other side, you know, knowing that there's always a tomorrow, knowing that there's always hope. But I'm an eternal optimist. I love sunshine. I always try to look at the silver lining, and I have hope and faith over fear.
So you alluded to your ability to get to the other side of your circumstances, to get to that space of joy. Can you share with us a story where you were on the other side of joy and how you were able to make your way to joy?
Yeah, so many stories. I would say the most recent story was a few years ago. My now 21-year-old, his name is Kyle, and we had always put him on this path thinking he was going to do these things, and he was going to go to the Olympics and be one of the first Black swimmers at the Olympics, and he was going to go to college and do all these things. And he came back from the Olympic Training Center once and said, I don't want to swim anymore. He was 15. He had just started ninth grade. And my husband and I said, "You're not quitting." We forced him to stay swimming and against his desire. And fast forward, a lot of defiant behavior. He started using drugs. And we would punish. The more we'd punish, the more he'd rebel. The more he'd rebel, the more we'd punish. And one night we ended up in the emergency room. He tried to end his life. And I look back now and I can see so clearly how we got there. But in that emergency room that night, in the middle of the night, it was a very low point. There was this deep pain of being a mother and thinking I had done all the right things. And my child was in such crisis and such pain that he tried to end his life. And thank God, was not successful and is still here. So moving through that and having him go to different treatment centers, there was a moment when I looked up and said, "Everybody in this room is white. And I'm a Black woman. My husband's a Black man. And my child's Black. Our issues are different." And I felt so much shame, so much guilt, because I was on this career trajectory, was never home. So I had guilt, I had shame, and I couldn't talk to anybody about it. So in that moment, I decided to create a nonprofit. It wasn't a nonprofit. It was simply a safe space, a safe space to have Black parents be able to share. And so getting to the other side first was revealing what happened, because there's a Jay-Z song that says, "We don't heal till we reveal." Mm-hmm. And you have to reveal the pain and you have to feel it, like all the cycles and the emotions, and working through that with therapy and with opening up. The more I opened up and became vulnerable, the more I realized everybody has something that they've gone through. Mm-hmm. And so it was an opportunity to take that pain and transition it and work through the pain. It's like you have to work through the pain to get to the other side. So every Sunday I'm on these calls crying my eyes out the first year. But now I'm on the other side and I can look back and help other parents not make those same mistakes. Not out of space, not out of a space of guilt or shame, but out of a space of love and appreciation and working on a new relationship with both of my sons. So that's how it was, working through the pain. It's not an easy journey.
Why did you feel guilt and pain?
I felt guilt and pain because...
Well, and not so much the pain.
Guilt
and shame.
Yeah.
Why did you feel guilt and shame?
Yeah. So the guilt was, you can become a mother but not really be a mom. And I wasn't a mom. We had nannies, au pairs. My mother-in-law took care of the boys. And I was on a flight to China once trying to fill out the preschool paperwork and couldn't answer any of the questions. And they were 3 and 5 at the time. And that was a huge wake up call because I didn't know my children. And so I was guilty. I had guilt because I did not take time to get to know my children. I didn't take time to just sit there and hang out with them. I was always on the phone, always in a meeting, always going somewhere. And that's part of the guilt, I think. I did not really become a mom until they were 17. Now I'm a mom. In a very different way. And the shame came from the history of being a Black person and the stigma attached with mental health. And in my family, my mom's and dad from the South, and in the family, we don't talk about mental health. My grandmother had bipolar. No one talked about it. My aunt had bipolar. No one talked about it at all. I have a cousin I haven't seen in probably 30 years. No one talks about her. We know something's not quite right, but no one talks about it. So there was a shame because mental illness meant crazy or something's wrong, versus looking at it as, if it was cancer, you would be rallying around me and I'd be telling everybody to pray for me. Mm-hmm. But mental illness, there's a loneliness because of the shame, because of the guilt. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think it's a deep-seated situation in our Black community.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is safe. It's a place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. For example, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GamePresents today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GamePresents.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
So I know, and I want to sit in this space of motherhood for because I have 5 children and there are many things, hindsight, I would have done differently in my parenting. I do know at the time when I was making decisions that the priority of my family, the well-being of my family, it was important to me.
Yeah.
And I was making decisions that I thought were in the best interest of the kids.
Right.
And in the life that we were looking to build for them, different from the life that I had. Now, I know in retrospect, you're saying that you, like, you should have. At the time when you were making the decision to build your career and to establish a lifestyle for everyone involved in your family, did you believe you were doing the right thing?
Absolutely. So I always believed I was doing the right thing. And there's no training book, as we know, you know, so, and I remember my mother saying, make sure you can take care of yourself. That was in the back of my mind, always making sure I could take care of myself. And so I was on this career trajectory and yes, thought I was doing a good job. Thought I had, you know, put them in the right schools, but now I know the right schools are where they're nurtured and loved, not where it's some book right. And they're the only one in the class. No, where are they going to be loved and nurtured and see teachers that look like them? That's the right school. And that could be where, anyway, I'm digressing, but I always thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was being a good mom. And I thought that I was parenting like I was parented. And so very strict, very, we were very strict. I was very strict. My dad was very strict. And so, yeah, I don't think when my child just wanted to be a kid.
Yes.
And I tend to be a workaholic. And so I tend to expect a lot of other people. And now I just am like, whatever works for you, your journey is your journey. I finally have come into that. But yes, at the time I thought I was doing a great job.
There are moments with my kids when I have a very strong work ethic. And so I can see the season of my older kids where I was driving them.
Yes.
And they found success. And also they got burnt out.
Yes.
And then there's the other stage of my kids where I thought I was too hard on them and the expectation was too great. And so I pulled back and then I'll have the moment when I should have pushed them harder.
Yeah.
So it's like you're constantly trying to figure out.
That's right. the journey. It's a journey.
Every kid is different.
Every child is different. That's right.
I see myself and my siblings, and we all live life differently.
That's right.
So with your children.
Yes.
How did you navigate the differences where mm-hmm. Kyle may need this and then your other son may need that?
Yeah, I think I did not do a good job early on. I figured it out later in life that they're so different. Kyle needs a lot of attention, and he likes to be on stage, and he likes to have a microphone. And Chris, the little one, well, the 18-year-old, he's not little at all. He is very quiet, and he, you know, can have all the state records and all this stuff and doesn't want anybody to know about it. Does not want you to post on social media about him. Mm. He's very shy. So I now respect that. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to have a birthday party one year. And somebody said to me, well, if he doesn't want to have a party, why are you having a party? Mm. And it was a check, like, I'm having a party because I want to have a party for him, because for me. But he didn't want the party, so I canceled the party. So learning to really respect each individual, I didn't always do that. I do that now. And I'm proud of myself for that.
Absolutely.
It's been a journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We live and we learn.
We live and learn.
And when we make the pivots and the adjustments,
that's right.
That's the key.
That's the key. And we'll focus on the relationship versus being right.
Yes.
Because for so long as Black parents, we focus on being right. Do what I say. Do this. Stay. No. Focus on the relationship. And the rest is okay. The rest mm-hmm. will work itself out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I pray for my kids all the time.
Me too.
One of the things I pray for is, God, that you'll give me their language so that when they hear me talking, they understand it because it's the language they need to hear.
That's right.
Instead of that just the line of needing to be right. And I don't need to be right. I need to be effective.
That's right. That's right. And I need you to know that I love you.
Absolutely.
Unconditionally.
Absolutely.
So that's the key also, because when they're going through things, it might be they're experimenting with drugs or, doing things that we would view as not okay. But why? Asking why, what's underneath that? Because it's always masking the pain mm-hmm. for something. So what is underneath it? So I've learned to ask the questions now. Mm-hmm. I'm much more curious. Mm-hmm. So being curious with the why leads to a different type of conversation. Mm-hmm. And it's a different type of peace mm-hmm. at this stage in my life.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now we done spent all this time talking about our kids, and here it is, me and you supposed to be having a conversation. I want to know, just like you've taken that time and attention mm-hmm. for your boys and getting to know them mm-hmm. and understanding what they need, what have you done to ensure that you're that thoughtful, kind, mm-hmm. and caring for yourself?
Yes, that's a great question. A few things. I work with a woman named Tina Lifford. Mm-hmm. She played Aunt Vi on Queen Sugar, and mm-hmm. she has this thing called the Inner Fitness Experience, the Inner Fitness Project. I look forward to that call every week because I read a book called The Little Book of Big Lies. Mm-hmm. And so therapy, coaching, journaling, a lot more self-care, a lot more time with myself, mm-hmm. learning to love myself. But really it started with journaling and talking it out with somebody. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the biggest thing. I take time for me. Even just being here, out here by myself. It's time for me. And it's a wonderful thing. It is. Taking time. It's good. That's the best thing, I think. But really, I think therapy, having someone to talk with, mm-hmm. and being able to forgive myself. I looked in the mirror once. She gave me an exercise. She said, I want you to look in the mirror and say, I forgive you for blank. She said, say it 7 times every day. And I did that. And I hadn't thought about all the things I had not forgiven myself for. And when I did that, it was so free. Mm-hmm. And I also realized I have a choice every day how I want to show up. And so something may have happened yesterday that rubbed me the wrong way, but today is a new day. Mm-hmm. I can start over. Mm-hmm. And what a powerful thing. And then finally, you talked about this earlier, I have major faith over fear. Mm-hmm. So I've really poured myself into my faith mm-hmm. with myself and with my kids. So that's what I do.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, even in the process of looking to become a better, all the other things that you're mm-hmm. giving that time and attention to yourself.
Yes.
What is something that you would share with the younger self based off of what you learned today?
home.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I would share with my younger self to have courage and to step out on faith, even when it's hard. That's what I would say. That's the biggest thing. There's the serenity prayer. You know, accept the things we cannot change, have courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. There were times I did not step out with courage because of a fear or because I didn't want to do that, take that on, that extra hard work. I would say have the courage. Step out on fear. Step out on faith, I should say, over fear. Yeah, that's what I would say.
So I know that you were instrumental with the work with the Crown Act. Why was that important to you?
Yeah. So I'm one of the people. So yes. This is such a village, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But I would say when our little girls go to school and they are told they can't come into school because of their hair and their beautifully freshly braided hair, that's unacceptable. And 86% of girls have faced hair discrimination in school. That's not okay. When we want to go to work and wear our hair natural or in braids or whatever it is, we shouldn't have the right to do that. So it was important to me, it is important to me, that Black women and men have the freedom to wear their hair however they choose to wear. And for my first 50 years in life, I didn't feel comfortable wearing my hair natural. It was always blown out. So being able to have the freedom to express ourselves however we choose to from a natural hair perspective, natural hair protective styles, that was important to me to change the narrative for our children and for our people. And that's, I'm really proud to be one of the people. There are 4 co-creators of the Crown Act, and Dove has been behind the whole thing, and a sister named A.C. Eggleston Bracey.
Yes.
A dear friend of mine. I smile thinking of her, but I met her at P&G 35 years ago when she came in from Dartmouth. And so it's important that we have the right to express ourselves and have beauty confidence in all the breadth and depth that we are as Black women.
You know, I can recall so many times where I had an opportunity. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm going into this space, or it may not even just be an opportunity, but I'm going to be around a specific group of people.
Yes.
And one of the things that I would process is, how am I going to do my hair?
Yes, right. Always.
What style fits? It's like I have
what's
to pick
professional.
The style. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's
and
professional?
I can't imagine that other groups of people process that way. Now, I could be very wrong.
I don't think they do. No.
But for me, just thinking about that as you were talking, I was thinking about those moments, and I'm like, that is really sad.
Yeah, it is.
That even has to be, we have to give a nanosecond of our time.
Absolutely. And it's more than a nanosecond. We have to, yeah. Right, on our hair.
Like, can we, right. Like, I want to be prepared for the moment.
Right.
Not prepared, right. But prepared to show up how, right. I need to show up, right. For the opportunity,
right.
Or
right.
Whatever.
Based on your qualifications. Correct. Not based on what's on your head or, yes. how you wear your hair. I had a woman at Procter & Gamble when I first started. I was 23, maybe. And I was one of the first undergrads from Howard. And I used to wear these big hats to work in Cincinnati because I thought I wanted to be like Diane Carroll. And so I
was. She was glamorous.
Yes,
yeah, she was
Diane
glamorous.
Carroll. So I would come strutting down the hall with these massive hats, a white hat with a white suit, pink hat, pink suit. I mean, crazy. But this woman named Eleni Sengos pulled me in her office. She's my brand manager. She said, can I give you some coaching? I remember it like it was yesterday. And I said, yes. I had one of my, like, I don't know, pink hats. And so my church lady hat, yeah. At Procter & Gamble. Very few Black people, let alone, okay, hat. And so she said, you are so smart. I want people to know what's in your head. It was a much longer preamble. What's in your head and not what's on your head. Mm-hmm. And so it's okay to be authentic, but I want you to be appropriate for this environment. And it's stuck with me 30 plus years later. There's the opportunity to be authentic and appropriate, but our hair, our natural hair, is authentic and appropriate.
And
correct.
Appropriate.
That's it. And yeah. So that's why the crown movement is so important, mm-hmm. to show that we can be authentic and wear our natural hair, our beautiful hair, however we choose, whether it's straight and blown out, whether it's braids, locks, twist knots, whether it's a wig, whatever it is, do you.
It's your choice.
And be authentic and appropriate. Mm-hmm. So that's, but yeah, hats at P&G. I mean, just unacceptable. No one taught me any better. That's so crazy. I got pictures, yes, and thinking I was that. Thinking I look so good.
Can't even Strutting see down nobody.
Hallway,
Can't
career.
Even see nobody.
And then the guys, you know, the men, other people would come looking around, and I'm thinking that's a good thing. No, not a good thing.
I could picture.
It's not okay.
I'm seeing Diane Carroll.
Diane Carroll.
Correct.
Thinking, I still got the big shape. Still had them on yesterday. But yeah, I'm grateful to Eleni Sengos for telling me that's not appropriate in this environment in these ivory towers in Cincinnati, Ohio. So anyway, yeah, but the crown movement has been a blessing. It takes AC, you know, making the call.
Yeah.
And then it takes Ajua leading the legislative work. And it takes Orlena, who built the strategy. Like, it's everybody. I'm a creative at heart. But everybody. And then the village of people that have supported us. Mm-hmm. It's not one person, but it's an honor to be a part of that movement, mm-hmm. to help our people. I want to do it with the NFL. All these Black men out here with their braids and, you know, locks. Don't we have crown? Let's do something with the NFL. You know, crown movement with the players. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that looks like. I just.
It gives a nice perspective from the perspective of it's not just women.
Correct. It's men.
It's everyone that is, however you're choosing to wear your hair. Is appropriate. Now,
absolutely.
We do know there's, and we were digressing a little bit, but when you're, there are certain things that we can talk about appropriate. We want everybody to be safe when you're playing your sports.
Absolutely.
Doing what you're doing. So while you may like all the long hair, is that safe?
Is it safe? As long as you stay. As long as you stay.
But I think it's a visual, I think it's a wonderful visual for young men.
Absolutely.
To see older men saying, it's okay to be you.
It's okay to be you. That's it. It's okay to
it's
be
okay
you.
That's
the point.
You.
Yes. It's better than okay.
Yeah.
And it's also not okay to be okay. We were talking about this earlier,
yes.
From a mental health perspective. Say it if you're not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Say it. Speak about it. Talk about it. Especially mm-hmm. with our men. Mm-hmm. You know, Black mm-hmm. men, we have a huge challenge. I was thinking about my children earlier. Huge challenge with older men.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I really want to do something to help in that space as well.
Well, I appreciate, you know, the work that you're doing and the commitment, mm-hmm. utilizing the platform, the power and the influence that you have. And I believe that when we are in that space where everyone recognizes the power and influence they have in the platforms.
Yes.
And we use it for the good.
That's right.
Of humanity.
That's right.
That we can truly make some change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it's about. It's about impact. It's about impact and making a difference. That's what you're doing. So I appreciate what you're doing.
You.
It's amazing.
Thank
it's
you.
Amazing. However I can support, I'm here for it.
Thank you
for the opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. So I really want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule here to really come and sit with me and to talk. And I want you to know you're welcome anytime.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.